USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the dust settles in the midterm elections 2018, there wasn't exactly a blue wave as some thought there would be. Democrats not regaining control of the U.S. Senate. They are apparently going to regain control of the U.S. House, though, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Democrats will have control of the House starting in January, picking up 23 seats so far in Congress. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi will again become Speaker of the House.
A Democratic Congress will work for solutions that bring us together.
It's not the blue tsunami Democrats were expecting, though.
Democratic Mayor of Tallahassee Andrew Gillum conceding the governor's race to Republican Ron DeSantis, and Ted Cruz wins a Senate race over Democrat Beto O'Rourke. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
More now on the midterm elections. Democrats not achieving everything they were hoping to, but they do have some victories to brag about. Ohio Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown did retain his seat, beating his opponent Republican Jim Renacci. Sherrod Brown telling his supporters last evening,
You all showed the country that progressives can win and win decisively in the heartland.
Meanwhile, Vice President Mike Pence's brother is on his way to Washington as Greg Pence won Indiana's 6th Congressional District seat, the House seat that Mike Pence won 18 years ago to launch his political career. More women heading to Congress than ever before, as the results seem to indicate that women are on track to exceed the previous record of 107 women in Congress. By the way, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As it appears Democrats have regained control of the U.S. House of Representatives, how does the White House feel about that? Well, the president's press secretary, Sarah Sanders, saying on the Fox News channel this evening,
look, we have a president that's willing to work across the aisle to get things done. We feel good about where we are in the Senate, but if Democrats take the House, they shouldn't waste time investigating. They should focus on what the people have put them there to do. There are a lot of things that the president would love to work with them on, and hopefully they'll come to the table and be willing to do that and not continue to be the party of resist and obstruct, but want to actually work with this president.
Fox News speaks out after facing a bit of a backlash over network hosts Sean Hannity and Jeanine Pirro stumping with President Trump at a Missouri rally the night before last. A Fox News spokesperson said the network does not condone talent taking part in campaign events. The network says they've addressed the issue, calling the incident, quote, an unfortunate distraction. Hannity claimed his appearance on stage wasn't planned, and he was only expecting to do an interview of the president prior to the rally. While on stage, Pirro and Hannity did both praise President Trump's performance in the White House. And there's no word on any specific disciplinary action against either. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.